Hi there, you're listening to the Paralegals on Fire podcast show, where you'll be getting tips and actionable strategies that you can use right now to fast track your paralegal career. I'm your host, Ann Pearson, former paralegal and paralegal manager who left big law in the concrete jungle to start my own company, the Paralegal Bootcamp, where we give online courses that help paralegals make more money, increase their job security, and cut out the learning curve. All right, let's jump right into today's episode. Hi, it's Ann Pearson. I want to jump in here real quick and ask a huge favor of you, our listeners. We need some reviews on Apple. The more reviews we get, particularly if they're written reviews, not just five-star reviews, which, by the way, I appreciate all of the people who have put in their five-star reviews, but in order to get the word out, in order for more paralegals to find this podcast, we need some more reviews. So I'm going to ask you to please give us a review, and here's how you do it. I know Apple doesn't make it very easy. So in the Apple podcast player, which you can, even if you listen to this on the website or in another podcast player, you can still jump into Apple and do this. So you go to the top right menu, click on Go to Show. Then when you go to the show page, you've got to scroll all the way down towards the bottom of the page, tap the stars to rate it, and then scroll past that first review in order to find the link that says write a review. I would love to be able to go in and read all of your reviews. So the last one that was written was a year ago, and we have grown exponentially since then. So my challenge is to get 100 ratings from paralegals. I'd appreciate the time. Thank you so much. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Well, I've got a great interview for you this week. Again, I've been hearing such feedback about the other interviews. You love when I bring other paralegals and paralegal managers on the podcast. And I've got a great one for you today. LaWanda Franklin has been a paralegal for 20 plus years. And I think she is a great example of how a paralegal can pivot into other practice areas. She started her career in family law and civil litigation. Then she pivoted to government affairs. Then she pivoted again to personal injury. When she did that, she purchased the Personal Injury Paralegal Bootcamp to help her pivot. That's how we came into contact with each other. What I love about talking to people like LaWanda is that it gives you, the listeners, the paralegals, real life examples of what is possible for you in your paralegal career. I truly believe that your options are unlimited. Well, that is, if you do some of the things like LaWanda has done to continuously learn and grow throughout the years. So LaWanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne. I am so pleased and so happy to be joining you today.
Well, let's start with your first pivot. Many years ago, you went from civil litigation and family law to government affairs. Because that seems like a big pivot to me. What does a paralegal even do working in government affairs? And how did you make that first pivot?
Well, and actually, Anne, I just want to clear it up. I am still very much a family law paralegal. I did start working in government affairs with the firm that I'm with. They gave me the opportunity to do some training when we got government affairs work. And I just basically just asked, hey, I'm very interested in this work. It seems very interesting work to do, a different practice area. It wasn't anything like any of the work that I had been exposed to. And the firm that I am with gave me that opportunity, and I was very happy to have that. I just opened my mouth and asked. Many times, that's what you have to do. You have to just ask. You can't be afraid to just say, is this something that you would be willing to give me training? And I think that sometimes as paralegals and legal support, we may be afraid or be, you know, sitting kind of on the sidelines waiting for somebody to offer you an opportunity. But sometimes it's just a simple issue of saying, will you please give me this opportunity?
I like that. You know, we've had people on the show before. One of them was a director of paralegals, and that's what she said. She went from a nighttime receptionist position at a law firm all the way up to a firm-wide director. And she said, if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Absolutely.
So how do you ask? How do you just say, hey, I see we've got this new practice area that we're working in. Can I work on that stuff? How do you do that?
Yes, I think first you have to assess your skill set and see if there is something that you may be able to bring to that area. And that's exactly what I did. Being a paralegal with the skill set that I had, I felt that I could bring something to that area. So I went to the managing partner and simply just said, I see that you are bringing this practice area in, and I would like to see if I could shadow you and see if there is something that I have to offer here. And he was very willing and open to allowing that. And so that's what I did. I did some training, got some exposure, and worked in that area for a while as much as I could, and continued to provide my services with the family law area. Of course, family law was what I was very good at and had mastered, but I wanted to expose myself to as many areas of practice as I could. I did not want to oversaturate myself, of course, but I did want to gain as much knowledge and experience as possible so that I could, one, expand my knowledge base, but also so that I could bring as much experience and as much value, add value to the firm that I was with. I felt that that was important as well, to help the firm grow, but also to help myself grow.
I love that because, you know, I talk about career security over job security all the time. And that's essentially what you've given yourself by having knowledge and skills in family law, civil litigation, government affairs, and now personal injury. If something were to happen, heaven forbid, to that job that you have at that firm, you have a wide variety of skill sets that could go to a lot of other employers.
Yes, yes. And as you said, God forbid if something were to happen, and we don't want anything to happen, but we have to be realistic. I don't think the firm would want anything to happen, nor would I. But you do have to always position yourself for movement within your firm or outside of the organization. And I think that when you do that, it gives you a sense of confidence, and you're competent, and you're always ready for forward motion. And this is what you want to be. And the more confident you are, again, you're adding value to not only yourself, but to the organization in which you're providing services to. And what that actually equates to is it also allows you to provide excellent service to the clients that you service, because that all really, I think it permeates to your clients. They feel that when you're working with them. And ultimately, that is the goal. That is always the goal. It's the clients that you serve.
I couldn't agree more. Well, before we go into the personal injury, what did you do or what do you do in government affairs? How is that different? I think a lot of people might not even be aware of what kind of work would be involved.
Government affairs is where you're servicing city government, you're doing city resolutions, you're working with city council members, you're basically the city attorney for that municipality. So it's very different from the family law work that I was doing. You are representing the city. And so it was very different from, and it is very different from the family law work that I do. It was the time that I spent working on some of those projects. It was interesting. And it gave me, again, just a different view or perspective of, you know, the legal work. I was very grateful for that opportunity and looking forward to doing even more. I'm going to be reaching out even again to do more projects regarding our government affairs. Right now, I am focusing more on our domestic work. And I, as I finish your boot camp, we'll be doing more on the personal injury side. But right now, my major intensive work right now is back with our family law department.
So you are currently taking the personal injury boot camp, because I take it that's another practice area that was added to the firm. And I think when we talked, did you pay for it yourself or did the firm pay for it?
Again, this was an opportunity that I looked at and went to the partners and said, I am interested in learning this area of law, and I see this opportunity to take this boot camp, and would you be willing to invest in me? And our managing partner said, absolutely. If you want to take this, we will take care of the financial investment, take the course, and let us know what you think of it and come back and give us some feedback. You know, they were very supportive of me doing this, which I'm very grateful for that. And they took care of the financial end of it for me. So that was awesome. But again, it took me taking that initiative to go to them and say, I found this boot camp. I want to do it. It looks great. And they took care of the financial part of it.
I like how you worded that. Let me repeat that for those of you in case you missed how she asked. I like the words that you chose. If you wind back, that do that little 15-second thing, or essentially what she said is, would you be willing to invest in me? She didn't say, hey, could you pay for this course for me? She said, would you be willing to invest in me? That would be hard for a firm to say no to, right? No, we're not willing to invest in you.
Yes.
Not at all. We want nothing to do with investing in you, LaWanda. So yeah, that's a really good choice of words. I like that. Well, so you've obviously been a supporter of continuously learning. You've been growing throughout the years. At 20 years, you've got a good knowledge base. Do you think maybe at 20 years, you're at 20 plus years now, do you think maybe but when you get to 30 years, you're going to be able to say, well, I know everything there is to know about being a paralegal. I'm done.
Absolutely not. I think at 30 years, I will still be looking, searching, researching, open to every new idea that there is. I don't think that there's ever a point that you know everything. I was taught by my two very special dynamic parents, you are never done learning. There's always something to know. If you are the smartest person in the room, then you need to leave the room and find another room. You're in the wrong world. So there's no ceiling. You should always want to know more. I think that that's kind of been my mantra. I've been told I'm an overachiever, and I don't really believe in overachieving. I think that you should always reach for more because that's how you become better. And there's just always something to learn. And that's why I'm not only taking your personal boot camp, but I'm also in your litigation.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
I am, because I just believe that there is always something more to learn. I think with your litigation boot camp, I was lucky enough to get the e-discovery as a part of that bundle. And I was so excited to see that because I'm like, oh, wow, great. I'm getting two for one here. But there's always something to learn. And in our industry, as you know, just like with laws, there's just always something new to learn. You don't want to become stagnant in this industry. You can't afford to do that. It's kind of like, as they say, with the stock market, as soon as you pull your money out, that's when you lose. So I think that we have to give ourselves the knowledge that that is how we become better. So no, I don't think at 30 years I'll be saying, you know, I'm done. I think I will always be looking to learn more.
I think that's an important message for not only the paralegals who are in the 20-30 year range, but also the brand new paralegals, because from what I hear, a lot of times they will feel like, you know, they'll look at a paralegal like you with all of your experience and they'll say, when am I going to be able to get to that point? When I get to that point, I'll finally have arrived, right? Like your flight is arriving or something. And I think it's important for them to understand that this is an ongoing process. It's not like all of a sudden in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, you're going to be able to say, okay, I'm her now. I know everything she knows.
Yes. No, I think you become comfortable in some of the work that you do as far as some of the procedures, and you become comfortable in some of your techniques, maybe in how you run your day and how you, as they say, we run our desk, become comfortable as far as how you interact with some of the attorneys you support. And you should get to that comfort level. Your confidence level definitely grows and you become more rooted in what you do. that you definitely should get. I can definitely tell you at this stage in my career, am I far more confident and comfortable than I was when I started this journey? Yes. I'm grateful to every attorney I worked with, good and bad. I learned lessons from every one of them. So yes, but as far as the knowledge part of it, no, you should never feel that you know everything and there's nothing else for you to know. Absolutely not. You must continue to seek out more and to want to evolve and become better and better at what you do. Your job for yourself should always be, I want to be the best in my field. I want to become known as an expert. I would love for people to seek me out for advice and to look at me as one of the best in this industry.
That's a really good goal to have. I love it. Well, so one of the things that I would like to finish out the interview with, and in this, don't think that you guys are done with this episode, because we've got a lot more to give you, because I'd like to end the episode with a question that I think a lot of, especially newer paralegals, would love to hear. And that is, if you could go back 20 years, LaWanda, to the brand new paralegal, LaWanda, just starting that first new paralegal position, what advice would you have for her? Do you have any top three tips or, you know, one big piece of advice, whatever you would like to offer?
That question I've seen posed many times in different platforms. You know, I've seen that question posed to people, what would you tell your younger self? And it's always a very eye-opening and startling question. And I think that one of the main things that I would say to my younger paralegal self is to take very good care of yourself first. Self-care is the best care. You have to understand that this is your profession and it is your job and it's very important. But taking care of yourself is paramount first. Your health, your well-being, your mental state, your emotional wellness is paramount. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. So that is the number one thing that I would say to LaWanda 20 years ago. The second thing I would say is invest in your professional development. Take every free course that you see, even if you think you already know these things, still take the course. If you see something that's offered, take it, because you could gather something that you didn't know. Different facilitators, presenters, instructors give you different perspectives. And it's just always something there, whether you know it or not. So just take the time and invest in yourself professionally. It's never wasted resources. Definitely do that. And I think the third thing I would say is take the risk. Don't be afraid to open your mouth and ask for what you want. Know your worth. And don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Go after it. You know, you don't know what is out there until you ask. It's only no when it's no. So you have to ask. And most of the time, you will be very surprised. You will get the yes. So those are the things that I would say to my younger paralegal self.
Yeah, I would add to that. Just today, I got an email. No, it was yesterday. Sorry. I had to respond today from someone who did the 3-pay plan for the litigation boot camp. And she asked if I could send her final invoice, which wasn't due until the end of March, because her attorney has said that they're going to reimburse her for it. So she wanted to get the final payment out of the way. And this is no lie, LaWanda. Every single time I open the cart and then close the cart for the litigation boot camp, there is at least one, usually 5 people who went and paid for it themselves and then later learned that their firm would in fact pay for it.
Yes.
And so I love that. I'm going to put that quote there for them to use. Would you be willing to invest in me? Well, one of the things that I found very interesting, we had just jumped on before I hit record, I learned that you've got something new that you're putting out there that's going to help paralegals with some time management and maybe some of the self-care and stuff that you talked about. Tell me a little bit about that, the proper paralegal.
Yes, I am actually in the process of launching my brand. This is a new endeavor for me. I am launching the Proper Paralegal. It is a brand that I am kind of birthing to deal with paralegals and legal support staff and helping them to deal with the work-life balance, which I have found to be a challenge over the years for myself. As I talked about those three points earlier, and I said the first thing would be to take care of yourself. Because this is a challenging industry. This is a challenging profession. And sometimes we get away from taking care of ourselves. We give so much to the attorneys that we support. We give a lot to the clients that we service. And there's little to nothing oftentimes left over for us. We're exhausted and we don't even know that we're exhausted. We're worn out. We don't understand what's happening to us because we absorb a lot without filtering it out. And it can really take a toll on you. And so in thinking about how can I, as you use the word, pivot in other ways, not just within, you know, the work that I do, but how can I use what I know and have learned over this 20 years to help others in this profession? I thought, I know a lot and I would like to help someone else. And so I thought this might be a way to reach out. And so I'm launching this brand, The Proper Paralegal, to help others in this field to deal with the work-life balance, how to achieve some of these career goals that we've talked about a little bit today, to help you get out of this fear of asking for what you want, knowing your value, how to cultivate the culture that you need to have within your own work organization, how to go to your superior and say, hey, will you invest in me? And so, and show them how this can be an investment in the firm, those types of things, to take some of the fear and the stigma out of just opening your mouth and asking for what you want, things like that, even customizing your own to-do list and how to get things done, and just making this more fun and more enjoyable and not so serious and bogged down all the time and just kind of lightening up a little bit. So it's a brand in the making and I'm excited about it. It's also a little scary too, but I'm excited about it. So yes, that's what's going on with me.
Congratulations. Now, so do you have like somewhere, do you have an Instagram or a Facebook page, or are you still working on that?
I am still working on that. I have an individual. My sister is helping out with this. Some of my family members are helping me with this and some friends. So we are, this is a very new endeavor for me. We are working on this. And I'm just honestly, I'm getting used to even saying the name. As I said, this is very new. I'm happy to even be announcing it on this platform with you. And so we're working on this. I'll have more, as they say, more information to come. But please be on the lookout for the Proper Paralegal brand coming soon to social media platforms near you.
Well, that's great. So then I'll have you back on next year, you know, once you're established and we can send some people your way to follow you and all that. Well, I can imagine people will benefit a lot from it. And just like they're benefiting a lot from this podcast episode.
Yes. And your podcasts are wonderful. I've been telling everybody to watch, listen, and I definitely have been seeing the praises of your boot camp. So if you guys have not signed up for these boot camps, please do so. They are wonderful. And I know they will be helpful to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, LaWanda, for sharing your tips and advice. And hopefully it will help other people who might want to pivot in their career as well.
Yes.
All right. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, hit the subscribe button in whatever platform you're listening. And please take a quick minute and leave a review of the podcast and share this episode with just one colleague or friend who you think would benefit from what we discussed today. Share the knowledge and the entire paralegal profession elevates. See you next week. Bye for now.